But this has to do with Chayshin Mishpat also. One of the dinim that comes up in Chayshin Mishpat is Rika Utina. If you see a person with a donkey that needs to be loaded or unloaded, so then you have to help the guy. You have to help the guy. It's also connected to this week's parasha. This past week's parasha. It says, Alma hikisa sastein chazesh alayish regalim. The Mamach says to Willem, what do you hit your donkey for? So the Rambam in Mor Nebuchim, see it's relevant to the Shir, the Rambam in Mor Nebuchim says that from here you see Tzar Baal HaChaim is Dereis. Tzar Baal HaChaim is Dereis. Right? Because the Malach chastises Willem for hitting the donkey. So you see, you're not allowed to do that with Dereis. So this year is going to be about Shitas Rambam, the Gavei Tzar Baal HaChaim is Dereis of the Rabbah. It's a sugya, the Gemara. A few places talks about it, but essential sugya is about this issue is in two places that we see presently. So one place is the Gemara in Shabbos, the source one over here. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav. Behema shenachla la'amatanayim. An animal fell into a pond, lake, whatever. So maybe kor muktasos, so you can bring pillows. Like a maniach tachtel, and you put it under the puppy. The mold also, if it gets up onto the pillow, great. Maybe the Gemara has a question. It says, "Behema shenochlo la'amatanayim." If an animal falls into a lake, he's talking about on Shabbos, yeah. Behema shenochlo la'amatanayim. Oisala parnasa ben kaima v'shul shalay Thomas. So you give it some food in the place or some kind of assistance where it is that it doesn't die. Farnosa in Karma Ksosis, what? You can help it, but you can't bring Karma Ksosis. What's the problem with bringing Karma Ksosis? Bring this pillow? Yeah, Karma Ksosis. What's the problem with that on Shabbos? So the problem is Vitul Kli Mehechonoi. What is Vitul Kli Mehechonoi? That is, if you take an item that is not Mukta and you make it Mukta on Shabbos, right? So then that is a problem. So it could be a problem of banya, similar to banya, because now the item has to be left in place. It could be similar to soister, because now this pillow is losing its function. It's like all the rabbanim. As if you broke it. But you can't bring karma ksosos to save the animal. So the Gemara says, lo kashya, it's not a question. It depends. If you can help the animal without bringing the karma ksosos, fine. It's not enough. So the Gemara says, "Efter beparnosa in ve'iloi meivim karmik dosis v'niach tachtel." Gemara says, "How can you do that? Welcome abatel kli meichonai. You're doing this problem of little kli meichonai. You're making the pillow mukta on Shabbos." So the Gemara answers, "Sova, this Rabbi Zamarahol mevatel kli meichonai derabonah. This issue of being mevatel kli meichonai is only to derabonah." And Tzar Baal HaChaim is Dereisa. Also Dereisa is Dachi Rabbanan. So the Dereisa, the Tzar Baal HaChaim, overrides the Issa the Rabbanan of putting the pillow in position that is going to become Mukta. Yeah. So that's what the Rambam said. There's some discussion about that. Some say it becomes Mukta when the animal goes up on it. The animal goes up on it, so now you can't move it because Baal HaChaim are Mukta on chunks. The pillow.
Pillow with a animal on top.
Right.
You can move the pillow.
Move the pillow, stop. But if any item that has mukta placed on it on Shabbos, in order to move the item, you have to first shake off the mukta.
The animal's mukta?
Yes.
Unless it's your animal.
Still mukta.
Yeah.
So there are shitas who say that pets are not. Are not mukta. Who says talking about that? Not everybody agrees with that. But even according to that, this is Gemara's laptop. We're talking about your pet. Stop it. You see a calf or a sheep or whatever it is.
Let it die, sure.
Hmm? No, so you don't let it die. You know, you bring the pillow to allow it to climb up.
And then we'll let it float around.
Whatever happens, happens. No, once it gets off the water, we can walk around, that's it. You know? You just save it from that. Okay? says the Rambam, and Katzin is this halacha, that Hema, Shenachal of Bar, the Amas Abayim, if an animal fell into a pit, or into a pond, a channel, whatever. In Yachal, Lite La Parnasa Bim Kaima, if you could help sustain it where it is, Mefarsin Asab Matzah Shabbos, that you help it along until Matzah Shabbos. Bim Lav, otherwise, maybe Korn Muxnosois, the Menech Tachta. You bring pillows and put them on them. If also, if it goes on to them, great. Even though you're mevatel kli mechanai, here the Rambam says, because you're putting it into the water, like you said, because it's tzar ba'al lechayim, they did not insist on their exegra. But still, the other the halos of the other, you are not allowed to actually lift up the animal, because Chazal were willing to overlook. They were not willing to overlook Tiltul Mukhs. Okay? They decided what, yeah, what not. Tiltul Kli Me'echonai, yeah? Mukhs no. So, since the Rambam paskins this halacha, that you're allowed to put the pillows under the animal, so we see, and the Gemara says, that the reason why that's okay is because Tabalachayim Dairaisa. So, that's Doshe, the Rabbanah of Tiltul Kli Me'echonai. So, A equals B, B equals C. That means the Rambam holds Tzar Ba'al Lechayim Dairaisa. Because the whole Kesher of the Gemara, why you're allowed to do Vitul Kli Me'echonai, is because Tzar Ba'al Lechayim Dairaisa, Lasi Dairaisa, V'dachi D'Rabban, the Dairaisa of Tzar Ba'al Lechayim, is Doichev, is the D'Rabbanan of Vitul Kli Me'echonai, the Chazal were not willing to overlook Mukta. Chazal have the right to say, certainly, certain Rabbanim were not willing to give up, even for the sake of Din Dairaisa. Right? The classic cases, they say, we don't want you to blow Shofar and first day Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. Why? We're afraid you're going to carry the Mukta out and Rosh Hashanah. So that's a stash to Rabbanim. Rabbanim said, I don't care, you can't do the Mitzvah Dairaisa of Shofar. It's Mitzvah Dairaisa, too bad. We're insisting on keeping off the stash to Rabbanim, even at the expense of the Dairaisa. So this is that's what Chazal said over here. Now, says the Rambam here in source 3 in Hilchos Ritzeach, at the end of Hilchos Ritzeach, that is where the Rambam codifies the halachas of prika uteina, of unloading and loading animals. So says the Rambam, the hemas hagoy, the hamako shel Yisroel. If you have an animal that belongs to a goy, and the load belongs to a Jew, okay? So in Hoya Hagoy Mechamer Achar Behemto, if the goy is the one who is leading the animal, Eino Zokuk Lo. So you don't have to take care of the animal. The goy is there, let him take care of it. The in Lav, otherwise, Chayiv Lifrei Kulitayin, you're obligated to load or unload as a kid, unload or load, as needed, Mishum Tzar Yisroel, because of the distress of the Jew that it's his load. And it's being upheld. It's being, you know, he wants the load transported from point A to point B, and now it's not being transported. So you got to help your fellow Jew out. If the animal belongs to a Jew, and the load belongs to a Jew, so you have to unload early, because the Jewish owner of the animal is upset that his animal is collapsing over there, or he needs help. I will behemoth hagoy umastoy, but if the animal and the load belongs to a goy, the only reason why you have to take care of them is because we don't want to cause animosity between the Jews and non-Jews. They see the Jew is walking on by and not helping the guy is not going to be happy and it'll make CNN. So therefore, we don't want that. So the big question over here is, what? Rambam, in source 2, you pass me the Tzar Ba'al Lechayim Dairaisa. And here you're telling me, if you see a guy carries an animal and a master shall die, just like, oh, okay, Ava, we don't want you to do it. What happened to Tzar Ba'al Lechayim? The animal, you're collapsing under the load, right? So loading, I understand, but why don't you have to unload the animal, right? You didn't Tzar Ba'al Lechayim. So what? Right? In Hilchos Shabbos, you don't distinguish between a joyzeh and a gezeh. Tzar bal, it's a din of tzar bal chayim.
Finding any possession that belongs to God, I must get on my way to find any thing that I have to find.
Because that's because the mitzvah is it's not a din of tzar aveda, right? It's the din of tzar hakjew, right? Yeah. Okay.
There was a battle about him being killed in the holiday.
Where?
In the case of Shabbos.
As well.
He said he was drowned.
So stavka tzar bal chayim of death. And let's get so first let's not come up tzar bal chayim, the death of bal chayim. And also, we don't distinguish like that by the chamor. Let's say the chamor is going to die. You know, we don't say, oh yeah, then you have to. Okay. So how did the Shulchan Aruch come out over here? The chay im hoista ha behema shol Yisrael va amatsu yishalav et kechob. If the animal belongs to a Jew and that law belongs to a guy, chay v'lifrek v'lifan mishun tzar Yisrael. We have to help out because of the Jew's distress. Okay? If it's an animal and a load of a non-Jew, an idolater, the reason why you have to take care of it is because of animosity. Look around. Some say, you have to unload even if the guy is not there at all. Mishum tzar balei chayim, the havi dairaisa, right? Because of tzar balei chayim, which is in dairaisa. The chayim b'chol makom the pata lifrek. Any case where you pata from unloading, mikol makom mishum tzar balei chayim yuchay. You still are obligated mishum tzar balei chayim. V'nafkimina shiyochal akadol schar. The nafkimina is if I'm a kluyu to help you because I have to help a fellow Jew, I can't get paid. But if it's just mitzat tzar balei chayim, I'm allowed to get paid. Okay, but I'll call far. I still a kluyu to do it. There's Yesh Emir Mizan. So now we're in more stuff because it's Mufurish that Yesh Emir, they have to help the animal. Even if it belongs to the dog, the dog's not there. You have to help the animal, Yishum Tzar Ba'al Lechayim, if you hold Tzar Ba'al Lechayim, Garasa. And yet the Rambam is saying, I don't have to do that. Even though he passed in Hilchos Shabbos, Tzar Ba'al Lechayim, Garasa. Okay? So the Ketuv Mishnah is aware of his problem. And he says like this. V'hashu, ma'shekosav rabbeinu gabe behemas ha'aku. What the Rambam writes regarding an animal of the goy, in hoya ha'aku mechamer achar behem toyet ez lotukla. That if the goy is leaving the animal, they don't have to help it. Ha'inu dafka litoy. That is only polovit. Avu litoy, chai mishum tafa rechaim beraz. But the Olam, you are tired because of the problem of Tzar Ba'al Chayim Daraisa, the Chiddush Kibla. So even though the Rambam did not say it, but the Ketuv Mishnah is sort of wedging the Rambam back into his own Shita, and he's saying that the Rambam really meant that. The Chach Mitzparshin Tzivir Rabbeinu, and he goes, he says, this is what the Rambam meant. We shouldn't be safe, but should cost us the Olam Chayim Daraisa. Since at the end he says, and otherwise you are obligated to both unload and load, the mashmah liberation and chayv et avay ol b'chodah. He meant that in the first case where it all belongs to a guy, you're not trying to do both, you only trying to do one, the hainu listen. Well, yeah. You're not obligated, only, you're only not obligated to load. Okay. But you have to unload.
As a Jew,
you have to help that no matter what.
No, he's just back into the.
Yeah,
that's I don't know if he's
winning. Right, that's me.
So I'm helping him.
Yeah.
Basically, the animal, loading it isn't helping animals.
Right, right.
Unloading without the going there, it makes sense.
Yeah, you should do it anyway. Because it's start off. So this is how the Ketuv Mishnah sort of forces it into the Rambam. You know, it's not the simple Pshat of the Rambam. Yeah? It's not the simple Pshat of the Rambam. The Vilna Goy. And then going, maybe the Vilna Goy says it isn't steering around. I have no solution to this. The Vilna Goy says it is a contradiction in the Rambam. In one place, the Rambam holds up, I found it up. Not the right stuff. In another place, he holds the other right stuff. I have no solution. He says, steering around. Comes along to Evan Ha'azam. Who is the Evan Ha'azam? This is Zalman Meltzer. This is Zalman Meltzer. He was Nifta in 1954. Yeah, it's considered the Liyat of the Vilna Gaon. So anyway, so he has a ma'oz doing the Ashram. He says, the time of the news, he's going to explain what he's going to say. Nir, Lofi, Masha, Pasa, and Nimukesh, Nimukesh, the same Oran, the Masha, Hitcha, Ramba. It's the Kasha of the Ramba. The Kema, the Saba, the Chayim, the Raisa. If we hold the Saba, the Chayim, the Raisa, which the Gemara implies that we do, Lama, Kotor, Zokain, the Amen, Lofi, Kubayo. The Gemara says that an elder, that it's beneath his dignity to do the prika, he's potter. Just like a Zveka Mehmet Gvedr is potter from Hashabbat Tavrika, Vesalanta Mehmet from Hashabbat Nisalim, right? So too, he's potter from prika. So the question is why? Tzar Baal HaChaim Darais? The Torah to Ramban, Da'aseh, the Kavod Torah, Odish. Ramban said, Da'aseh, the Kavod Torah, overrides. The Ikshah Aran, the Aran asks, well, the Zokin, Lav Gatha Tana Chachma. When we say that the Zokin, Veina Lefi Kvoda, was parted from Tzar Baal HaChaim, it's Lav Gatha Gavlador. The Mechubad Naim Pater. Even if it's just a word, a dignified person, that it's beneath his dignity to do this, he couldn't do it for himself, right? So he's also a parted from helping others. So it's not trying to cover the Torah, it says the Aran. It's just a dignified guy. V'lachein kosa. The kevon, here's the key line. The tzar balei chayim hutor l'tashmishon shel b'nei odom. Since tzar balei chayim, we know, as a general rule, is overrode when there is a need for people. How is a person allowed to take a donkey and load it up at all? The donkey doesn't like it. The donkey would rather, you know, go on vacation. So the teretz is, if it's l'tashmishon shel b'nei odom, there's no din of tzar balei chayim. Right? If a person needs it, right? So it's not the, or how we're not holding up big signs, right? Hey, you're doing all these experiments with mice, right? And they don't like it. Right? So protest, Tzar Baal HaChaim. The terrorist is because of Tashmishon Shel B'nei Adam. Right? It's for the sake of human, the advancement of human medicine. So that's why it's mutter. So if that's the case, Kol Shekein L'Shvaydam the Sheva Pasa. The Gogol covered of reason. If you're allowed to actively cause distress to a Baal Chai for the sake of some human need, so certainly, when we're talking about my dignity is at stake, it's certainly okay for me to passively sit back and not help unload the dump. That is what the Ran says. Because my covet, right, is also a tzairah. So, and that's a hetzer to sit back and not help you unload the donkey. Ulefi divrei hora. According to the Ran, nuchal lo imam. That's the one he's got to mitam zel, echi de godol kovar abris. Even though the Ran says that this idea, okay, godol kovar abris, you know, it's a very weird rule, that human dignity is a chosh of a principle. Aval nuchal lo imam ergeit. Now it's the Rebbe Zadama talking. We can say even more. For any kind of excuse, potur michil tzar baalechem. You are exempt from tzar baalechem. The manaf gemina. What's the difference? Kevan shehutar l'tashmisha adam. Since it is mutter for the person's personal use to make use of the animal, even though it causes the tzar. Lama lo yidacha b'shvil tircha. Why should it also not be overruled because of the person's? You're putting me out of my way. Right? You're causing me, you're wasting my time, Mr. Animal. Velochein, here is the key one. Loituchal mitzvah tzar balechayim uyes mitzvah chiyuvis. The mitzvah of tzar balechayim, to help an animal in distress, cannot be an absolute obligation. Because it's always at the expense of my time. And I have a right to say my time is more important, right, whatever I need to do, than to help the animal. The Itzir Din Tzar Baal HaChaim Zohar Raisa, who the author of Tzairos Tzom. The main Din Tzar Baal HaChaim Zohar Raisa is that you're not allowed to actively cause them distress. Then Eilom is Atzel, if you're not ready to see Matzilo Mitzar, and he's saved from distress, he commits them. It cannot be obligatory. My wish, my will, my want, my trouble, my everything, who yoiser choshuv is more significant, is more important than karen for balitan. Since when you ignore your tircha and you do save them from distress, though you are fulfilling a mitzvah d'oraisa that you didn't have to do, but if you ought to do it, you're mekayem a mitzvah d'oraisa. V'chein d'icha issa d'rabbanan. Therefore, it overrides the issa d'rabbanan of putting the pillow to save the animal. Because you're asking to do a mitzvah d'oraisa. The mitzvah d'oraisa,
you don't have to do it. How is it a mitzvah?
It's like eating matzah on day 2 of Pesach.
You said you came to a rabbanan.
That is the key. The rabbanan says that is the key of mitzvah d'oraisa.
Yes.
You don't have to, but if you do it, you fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa of shivas yom and pesach.
What happens to the rabbanan that you said you came to?
No, so Chazal, in other words, right now, if I go ahead and save the animal, I am fulfilling a mitzvah, opting to fulfill a mitzvah that I didn't have to do. But if I do do it, I'm fulfilling a mitzvah d'oraisa. So now Chazal said, oh, so for that, optional mitzvah d'oraisa. So we let you overlook bishul kli meichano. We do not let you overlook tilful mus.
Oh, some rabbis do.
Yes. Rabbanan decided. They gave the definitions of which Rabbanans were willing to concede for this mitzvah d'oraisa and which ones were not.
Which ones did they concede?
Bitul kli mechana, that you're allowed to make the pillow not muktzah. You're allowed to make the pillow muktzah.
But I can't pull it to the
donkey. No, you cannot move the animal. That they were not willing to give up.
But putting it underneath, that was a rabbinical restriction.
Yes. It is also the Rabbanan, generally speaking. But they were willing to overlook it and to have Tzar Bali Chaim override it.
Because you're possibly the tzwi. Throwing it down the well so that the animal.
Throwing the pillow into the tzwi and into the well, making it wet, says the Rambam, is that you're making it muktzah.
And that's not allowed.
That is allowed. You're just not allowed to move muktzah.
Once it's down, then let the animal climb out, right?
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay, because you didn't move muktzah.
So what Rabbanan did I violate? In order to do the
making the pillow muktzah.
So I said throwing it down.
That you made it muktzah, that's okay. You just can't move muktzah. There's two different things.
So throwing it down, I'm not going to move it.
Yes.
That was totally okay, even though I'm not.
Even though it's an no. That is an issue there are buns generally, which they say is we're willing to override that for the sake of saving this animal from tzar
bali chayim. What's the
issue? Bitul kli meichana.
Throwing it down.
Yes. Yes. Okay. But now you can't move it. When it's, you can't move a saturated wet thing. Yeah. All right. The chain. Triko teina. Right? The second to last line of Eben Ezra. So to unloading and loading. So if you have triko mishum tzar bali chayim. So if you have a choice, either triko or teina, you have to do the triko first. You have to unload because of tzar bali chayim. I will hate the ending with chuyev mitzad hezek v'Yisrael at the chiyev mishum tzar bali chayim. We're not obligated because of the damage to the Jew, not the damage to the animal. If this Jew is going to suffer loss, then I'm obligated. He should not shabbat aved to help him out, right? But if there's no chiyev like that, the solely tzar bali chayim, then there is no obligation to save an animal from distress. There is no, if you do that, you're Makai, you're mitzvah d'oraisa, right? Which Chazal say that kiyum d'oraisa overrides some of our d'rabbanans, but not others. Okay, so that's the yishud for the Rambam. In the Shabbos, he's saying that you're allowed to put the pillow to save the animal because you are Makai in the mitzvah d'oraisa. And Chazal said, okay, I'm willing to overlook biblically made fun of. In Hilchos Ritzach and Hilchos Priku Tina, he's saying you're not mechuyev to go unload the guy's animal when it's all going all the way around, right? Why? Because you're talking about mechuyev. Your time is more important than saving the animal. Yeah. If you do it, you get a kiyum mitzvah, but you're not obligated. One reason why you're obligated is mishum eivah.
Right? This person is high and more important.
What?
It's not because of the fear of what you did.
No, that is the chayim to do it. That's obligating to do it. Right? To avoid the eva, to avoid the animosity, that's obligating to do it. But even with that does not exist, he's allowed to, but he's also allowed not to. He can or cannot. He makes it up to him. He decides that I'm too lazy. Alright. We say that. So, yeah. So now we also understand the Rambam in Mer Nebuchim, when he says that Tzar Baal HaChaim Daraisa, and he learns that, right, from Bilam hitting the animal. So over there, he might have to mean that it's a Chiyah Daraisa. Because over there, that's not passive, right? That's not, Bilam wasn't passively, right? Right? Stop. He was hitting the animal, and Mal saying, you're hitting it for no reason. Amma Kisa Tatancha. So over there, hitting it for no reason, that is actively being done.
Hitting it for no reason. What is that? His animal.
You're right. You're in it for a reason. You're elected.
So for him, it was a reason.
Was it moving?
Well, for him, it was.
But the Malach was saying that for Esther, there was no reason. Now, Moik, he said that. So you're right that Musagwa, you knew you were right. But the Malach was saying that in reality, there was no reason, and therefore,
how can he be taken to task for something he didn't know?
Well, what does the Malach mean? Moik, he said that. So that's what I was going. Right? Why did you hit him? How did you forget about it? I didn't think it the whole shiur. Explain the question. Why did you hit your chamor three times? Teres Yossi. Right? Because it didn't move. That's actually Teres the gun. Why? Why did you hit him?
I should not have allowed to pull up the stick because I would hit him. I'm allowed to hit him now. I'm allowed to hit him.
Right. So
by the third time, if you're saying you should have known something else and stuff, that I agree.
Okay.
What?
However, the Rambam understood that pasuk, it means that the Malach is telling Bilam you did something unnecessary.
What did he do?
Then, so Bilam said, and Bilam answered, "You're right. I didn't see you. Okay."
By the third time, we should
know. Yeah.
You're right. It's called mikush.
Okay.
So again, it's called mikush.
It's called mikush.
Maybe because the animal never did such a thing.
Okay. Well, say whatever shot you want, but at the end of the day. Bilam, no, don't get me wrong. If the animal is not moving, you're allowed to hit the animal. It's no worse than putting a load on it. It's no easy doing experiments with it. The point was that the etzem Bilam had no need to do that because it wouldn't help. There was no point, right? Knowing all the details, it turned out that it was Tzar Baal HaChaim. Right, but Bill, you're right. In Bill's mind, it wasn't. In Bill, he's just trying to get it to move. But the Malach was saying, according to the Rambam, was it? Had you known all the details, you would have realized that you're doing Tzar Baal HaChaim.
And from a one of in the Torah like this, the Rambam would pass it out.
The Rambam, that's where he says in Baran Hashem, he says, here is the source of Tzar Baal HaChaim.
Although you are allowed to tap your animal with a stake anytime you know.
Right.
Well,
yes.
But the Arisa, there's an angel in front of you, sure.
No, no, if you're not allowed to unnecessarily hit your animal. That's what it means. That's what he's learning from you. Right? Otherwise, what is the Malach of the Chavak involving the donkey? What is the Malach? Why did you hit your donkey three times? What's the Malach mean? What do you care? you know? Right? To me, he's not about the Malach care. Right? It's so many, not just the animal. It's unnecessary.
You're allowed to hit the animal, but what's he saying?
You're allowed to hit the animal. But he was over
the here. He's saying Bilam could have killed you, Bilam. But instead, the donkey, don't you see that he was saying he
should have
been from a point.
Okay. You're saying that what the message was not the donkey. Okay. Yeah, maybe you could learn the puzzle that way.
So when you make a difference to the degree in which it's in the animal. So this example that we're horrified is they have some spurs on their boots, right? And they spurs and spurs. If they're, you know, pointy ones,
whatever is necessary for your own needs is mutter. Whatever is beyond that is not mutter. Is awesome. Yeah. Right. Okay. So that is the mahalach of Rabbi Sazam. The Arsameh says something similar. Okay, we're going to skip the first Arsameh. I want to show you the second Arsameh. The second Arsameh is a fascinating thing. It's not Nagar directly to Tzar. It is, but you will see. It's more Nagar to Shabbos. Fine. So again, what is our steer? What is our contradiction? We have a contradiction between the Rambam of the Shabbos and the Rambam of the Tzitzit. The Rambam of the Shabbos says that you were allowed to put the pillow under the animal in order to save it from distress. The Rambam of the Tzitzit says that if you see a guy, the animal is a guy, you're at the right to the own guy, the guy, the low guy, you can't do anything. Right? You don't have to help it. Ah, what do you mean? What's the difference? In one case he's saving the animal, in the other case he's saving the animal. How come here it's Abba L'chaim D'oraisa and here not? So nevertheless we'll have one now. That the Rambam means that it's optional but not obligatory. The Rosh Hashanah has a different shot in 8. 7 is more or less along the lines of the other this is off. Source 8. Hina Gemara Shabbos Matrik Sovar Tzah Balachayim D'oraisa. Okay? The Gemara concludes in the Masech the Shabbos Tzah Balachayim D'oraisa V'osdi D'oraisa V'dochi D'rabono. Right? And the D'oraisa comes and overrides the D'rabono. That's the Shabbos. It seems that the Rambam holds the Perek Gimel Milchus Ratzeach Chavei Behemah V'Goy the Potter Mifrika that you don't have to unload it. Al Korchach the Torah Tzav Alechaim Drabon. The Rambam calls Tzav Alechaim Drabon, and that's why I can just ignore the animal for my own needs. V'chein Kosev Hagra Chayshim Mishpat Tzimin Ayin Mish Beis. Yeah, Steven Rambam, you enjoy. Okay, so now the Rosh Hashanah has done that. The Rambam really holds Tzav Bali Chaim Derabonu. So why am I allowed to put the pillow under the animal to save it? El Besoyver Rabbein, the Rambam holds, the Kavonos HaGemara Kan B'Shabbos, the intent of the Gemara Shabbos here, Hu Inyan Mushol, it's a borrowed term. When the Gemara says in Shabbos Tzav Bali Chaim Deraisa, it's a borrowed term. V'Hakavani, the Indian Shabbos Chazina, the Rani Shabbos, we see the Rachbana Kopta Rak al Bali Chayim she is Vaisil v'yanuchu Sharcha v'chamarcha v'chol v'hem tech. The Torah was interested that your ox and your donkey and all your animals should rest. Mishum de'izvuhu hargosha tzar melach because they don't like doing work. V'ratata Rachmana, the Torah wants to the Shabbos Kodesh by Rach Kiddush Olam v'ashvacha on Shabbos, in order to show the Chiddush Olam that Hashem created the world and He looks after the world even now. Yanuchu v'yitangul kol bali nefesh chaya bali harakotcho. All sentient beings should relax. The Tevan the Royal Olu Shatayra chotcho nefesh achaya b'shabbos. Since we see that the Torah is concerned about living beings on Shabbos, v'yitin shum itzayr shiyanuach b'shabbos, right? Meaning, if this animal, if the animal doesn't, would rather not be doing the work that you're wanting it to do, you're not allowed to have it do it. You want it to rest. Chumay the Zorah from Mechilta, like the Mechilta says, Yochel lo yamichel tovosh. I might think that if you see your animal ripping out grass to eat, you meaning, the point of the animal, not the stop of the law. Right, the animal wants to rip out grass for its own eating. It's not good. The point is to stop the animal from work. Work. Okay. If you tie the shabbat, l'chein le'gazur chachamim isurei didhu. The chacham did not impose their restrictions. Coming about the kli chana v'shabbat mishum tzar balei. When the Gemara says that Tzar Bali Chaim D'oraisa, it doesn't mean the general concept of Tzar Bali Chaim. It means Tzar Bali Chaim on Shabbos is D'oraisa, as it says, L'mani Enoch Shorcha L'cham Eref. Right? And for the animal to not feel distressed on Shabbos, we are willing to overlook some of our Yisurim, of Bidl Kli Me'ekhan. Okay? Because the Torah wants animals to enjoy Shabbos too. Right? That's what it means to have a time for rest. Okay. Fine. Here's Rob.
Now we're going to a Jewish
problem. Damn. Just we don't stop going and having the animals work, but yeah. But yeah, in theory, every animal, we would like every animal to rest on Shabbos.
We don't want every goy to Shabbos to rest on Shabbos because it's possible for them. Yeah. Why would we care about the animals?
Shabbos, I mean, a Jew is not allowed to do malacha with a dead animal on Shabbos. Yeah? No, that's nothing to do with the ownership. The Jew leads the guy down on Shabbos also violating. Yeah. But the truth is, that this Isra is only Shvi says Behem Tai. Right? It's only to make sure that your animals are Shavis. Okay, it's a good order. It's a good point. Right? I mean, the Gemara does not distinguish between saving a Jew's animal and a God's animal. Right? Hefty's animal, God's animal. Sounds like it's all mutter. Right? But according to what you're, if the whole idea is Shvi says Behem Tai, we find that it only applies to animals belonging to a Jew. Right? There's no din that I have to make sure that others don't work there. Okay, it's a very good order. Very, very good order. Okay. Next last paragraph. Ibra calls that Eno Elamant Omar to Shvizit Talim left of Shabbos. All this is only according to the view that there's no such thing as Shvizit Talim on Shabbos. There is a view that you also have to make sure that you are Talim, don't do Malach on Shabbos. You don't pass in that way. Avalamant Omar Daf the Talim Muzer B'Shabbos. According to the opinions, Shammai, whatever, that also was Kalin, there's a Azhara not to do Malach on Shabbos. Heichid Akli Ovid Maisa, where the Kli is doing something, right, where the Kli is actually doing some Malacha. Al Korcha HaMitzvah Mishum HaAdam. That must mean that the mitzvah is because of the person. She called Yonav Nefstachim V'Shayfim V'Shabbos. That all of this matters should be stopped on Shabbos. Shlo Yehei Libay Torah Bahem. That his mind shouldn't be preoccupied with them. As if all his work is done. In Cain, Lohoyim, Lohuvan, Atarim, it's at our Kodesh Balachayim Chav. If so, when the Torah says that you have to have your animals rest on Shabbat, it has nothing to do with the resting of the animals, because the same thing applies to your Kalim. It has nothing to do with that. Velachayim, Kosav Rabba Magid, Perfelach Lezayim, Tavim Melechas, Evid Gilulim, the Kli, Mutter. Right? But if it's a Gargit, the Melech, the Kli, it's Mutter. But the Mechuvan, Zamar, Perk, Mishichshich, and this is what the Gemara means over there at the end of Shabbos. Kostavar Tzah Balechayim Derabonim. Right? There's an opinion from Gamliel who says that Tzah Balechayim Derabonim. Shaloi Motzinu Dabi Shabbos et Nechavin HaTorah Lahazel Tzah Balechayim. But that line means over there in Shabbos is we don't find the Torah cares about Tzah Balechayim on Shabbos. The Gemara doesn't, right? If you hold Shemitah Kalim as a problem, we don't find that the Torah is concerned about Tzah Balechayim on Shabbos. Lachach Oster, and therefore it's Oster. Okay, and the Darchus Parsmech goes on to say that is indeed the Shita of Rabbi Gamliel, the whole Shvis is Kalim, and therefore he held that you were not allowed to put a pillow under the animal to save it, because he holds that there is no such thing as a special din of Tzah Balechayim on Shabbos. It's like the regular week days, and therefore you would not override it. With Tzah Balechayim is Darabon all year long, including Shabbos, and therefore we were not allowed to put that pillow down to save the animals. No, so we paskin, well, it depends what we paskin. That's the question. According, before we saw the first man, we understood that Tzah Balechayim is Daraisa, but if to actively cause it distress, right, to actively cause it pain, is an Issa Daraisa. To save it from distress, you're not obligated to do, that's what Rabbi Nezel said, but you're not obligated, but if you want to save it, you're Mekayim Mitzvah Daraisa. That's, and that was more or less also what Samantha first said. Samantha is now saying that no, I'm really old Tzah Balechayim Derabbanan, generally Tzah Balechayim Derabbanan. So how does he pass me allowed to put the pillows under the animal? That's because on Shabbos, we care about the Tzah Balechayim. So when the Gemara says there, Tzah Balechayim Daraisa, it means that on Shabbos, right, the Torah is concerned about Tzah Balechayim. And that's why we have to save it. So you put, I'm the Kabbal your order. You're saying very good that the whole din of Shvi'as Behevtel is only your own animal. You don't find the Ram is Mechalik between a Jew's animal and anybody else's on Shabbos.
What about the Rabbanan? Now
that
you finished off sending the Rabbanan, not the
Raisa.
Where's the source of
the Raisa Rabbanan?
They
decide. They are above. The Gemara has discussion with Tzah Balechayim, the Raisa, the Rabbanan. So if it's the Rabbanim, the Rabbanim were the ones who said, yeah, you're not allowed to quote this list, or you have to say it from
and this English. And the source is still being a
possibility? No. Then you don't need any source. It's the Rabbanim.
I can say I hear that all from the Rabbanim. David Goy, just an animal. Animal's dead. Instead of killing it, and then it comes up to the first meeting, it's something like, they don't kill it. It's dead. As far as I'm concerned, it's going to be dead in 3 minutes. No. Kill it first. Are you okay with it? Sure. Please. After you drop a rock on his head, you die, rip it off, and then eat. So obviously, since the animal is going to be food in a few minutes, it's that we don't distress more than it needs to be in your food requirements.
Ulai.
There's no stretch from that. Nothing that comes from a simple that even non-Jews have to not distress an animal, even though he's going
to
eat it.
No. It's limited to doing that. That's like barbaric. You know, I don't know.
That's what I'm not stealing. That's what I'm kidnapping. Why? It would be just any sorcery.
Yeah, no.
You can't.
There's no. We don't find if there's a din by a goy that may have that.
Jew or goy, the fate of this animal is soon to be digested.
Yes.
We
don't want you to do it in Eber Melechai. I don't know if it's because it's Eber Melechai. I don't know. Maybe. Actually, maybe. I don't know. All right. Have time.
Thank you.
So I don't know if there's any shiur tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see.